What is denial? Denial has been defined as a false system of beliefs that are not based on reality and a self-protecting behavior that keeps us from honestly facing the truth. Denial is also as I'm going to let my past failures prevent me from taking this journey, or I'm afraid to change, or what are my fears of the future? We need to be willing to get rid of all unnecessary baggage, our past failures that keep us stuck and hold us back or slow us down. Many of us are stuck in bitterness over what someone has done to us, and we continue to hold on to that hurt and refuse to forgive the ones that hurt us. I went through this a lot with my family, especially on my mom's side of the family. They were rotten. They would beat me just because I looked like my mom. They did and said a lot of bad things towards my mom and towards my sister, and I held in that hate for about 30-something years. It was to the point where I didn't want to see him. I didn't want to talk to him. And every year my sister would go, come on, let's go visit grandma and on our aunts and uncles. And I was like, no, that's not going to happen, you know. And they go, and so I was sitting in a Celebrate Recovery meeting, and I thought to myself, no, I can't go through this. And I heard somebody say to me, he goes, you know, if you just go once and you forgive them, they don't have a hold on you anymore, and you can let your past be your past and be able to move on. So some people are bound by guilt, and they beat themselves up over past failures, and then you get trapped and stuck in your guilt. God can help you. That's why Jesus went to the cross for our sins. He knows everything you've done and you've experienced. There are people here tonight that have faced similar hurts and in life, and they've accepted Jesus' forgiveness. So you don't have to get stressed out. You don't have to forgive them tonight. But down the road, God will help you find the willingness to forgive them and to be free of their hold on you in your life. The bottom line is, if you want to be free from your past hurts and hang-ups and habits, you need to deal with your past bitterness and guilt once and for all, and don't dwell on the past. The truth is, we can say without a doubt or fear that the Lord is my helper, and I'm not afraid of anything that a mere man can do to me. So are you wearing a mask of denial tonight? Before you can make any progress in your recovery, you need to face your denial. And as soon as you remove your mask, your recovery starts to begin, or it begins again.